I'm gonna have to leave very early today because we have a breakfast in the honor of a major benefactor of our yeshiva that I need to be at on time. Today's daf is Zvachim Daf Lamed Tes. We are up to Daf Lamed Chesam and Beis. We read past the two dots, but it's kedai to go back a little bit and go back to the two dots because it's really one sugya. The whole daf is really pretty much one sugya, maybe two sugyas, but we were discussing that there are three types of dam that are under discussion. The Mishnah had said that according to the Beis Hillel, the dam of a Karban Chatas requires, well, according to everybody, the dam of a Karban Chatas requires four hazaos. You have to sprinkle on the four karnos hamizbeach. This is the chatas achitzon, not only the chatas apnimi, but we're talking about the chatas achitzon right now. And it needs to be four hazaos hadam, four matnos dam. Nevertheless, Beis Hillel said that matona achas, if you only did matona achas, kiper, it's enough to be mechaper. So there's only one matnos dam that's actually ma'akev. So basically, what we're the way we set up this Gemara is that there are three distinct categories that dam could fall in. Dam could be in the category of that first matnas dam that is that first matnas dam which is ma'akev. On the other extreme, the dam that's left over that's not used for any of the matnas dam, which is the shiarei dam, which you pour into the yesod hamizbeach, the leftover dam when you're done with the blood services of the karban chatas, you pour into the yesod hamizbeach. That's certainly not ma'akev, and machshavas pigel is not going to mean anything on that. That seems to be the least important avodas hadam. And now our Gemara is discussing what about the in between dam? What about the dam of the other three matanos, the dam that you have to put on the after you've already done one matnas dam and one of the krenos, so we know you have to do all four, but the other three are ma'akev. So the gabe, what halachos does the dam of the other three matanos resemble the halacha of the first krenos of the first of the krenos, the first matnas dam, and the gabe, what halachos does it resemble the shiyare hadam? That's what our Gemara was working on. So we'll read it again from the two dots. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, shalosh matanos. These three extra, not really extra, but these three additional matnos dam of the Karban Chatas, after you did the first one, which is absolutely ma'akev, so einon ba'os b'layla, number one, they cannot be done at night, so we see they're taken somewhat seriously as an avoda, cannot be done at night, uba'os la'achar misa, they can be done after the bailim has died, meaning if the first matnos dam was done prior to the death of the Bailum, of the owner of that carbon, and then the Bailum died, so he already got his kapara, so you can still do these three matnos dam after his death. And if someone brings some of this dam outside of the Azara, he's going to be chayiv. So in that regard, we treat this dam very seriously as actual dam. Fine. So as like the dam of the first matnas dam. Amar Rav Papa. So Rav Papa comments: Yesh man kitchilaso, the yesh man kisofo. These three matnas dam are in some way similar to the first matnas dam. That's tchilaso. And in some way similar to the Shiarei Adam, that's Sofo. So in what ways are they similar to the first Matnas Dam? Eight ways. Number one, Chutz. If you Zorek this Dam b'Chutz, you're Chayiv, because this is Dam that's Ra'oi to be Nizrak Lefnim, a full, regular, full-fledged Zrika, so you're going to be Chayiv for being Zorek b'Chutz. Number two, V'Layla, meaning it's Aser to do this Matnas Dam b'Layla. Number three, Zorus, that if a person is not a kohen, he's going to be chayiv misa for this dam. Number four, klishares, that it's going to require klishares. Number five, v'etzba, a keren rather, it needs to be placed on the keren of the mizbeach rather than the yisod of the mizbeach. Number six, v'etzba, that it needs to be placed with the finger on the mizbeach, as opposed to just being poured or thrown. Number seven, kibus. It's going to require laundering the bigdei kohuna, which Rashi explains. If you look in Dibur HaMaskil Chutz, about four lines into it, he writes, "V'kibus im nitaz midam achatas ala beged." If some of the dam of the karban chatas splattered on the beged, la'achas shenasun matana achas, after he placed one matana of dam, ta'un kibus, the begadim require laundering. Kedichsiv asher yaza midama v'gomer ki ilu nitas kodem l'kein. It's as if it splattered prior to that. At that point, it's still the beggar will require kibbutz. Aval im nasan kol matnoseh v'achar kach nitaz min hashirayim ein ta'un kibbutz. However, if it would only splatter onto the beggar at a later stage, after all the matnos dam were already done, and it was just the shiyare adam that was splattering on the beggar, then it would not require kibbutz. Kedamrin b'shmaitin asher yazeh, prat l'zeh asher kvar huzah. That's what we're going to say soon. Asher yazeh, that it's the dam that requires kibbutz, is the dam that will be sprinkled, as opposed to the dam that has already been sprinkled. By dam that has already been sprinkled, we mean the shiyare dam. You already sprinkled the dam on the mizbeach, and now the leftover dam, that's not going to require the official kibbutz, which we're going to discuss later in the Masechta, exactly how you do this kibbutz. Now, obviously, you'll probably clean off the beged eventually to use it, but the official form of kibbutz that we do in order to rid it of the dam. V'shirayim, and it also has a din of shirayim, that a chatos that you're let's say you're makabel the dam in four different kosos. So if you're makabel all the dam in one kos, and then you sprinkle the first hazah, so obviously the first hazah is going to make shirayim. The first hazah is critical. But let's say you're makabel in four different kosos, and you take each of the kosos and you sprinkle from some dam from each of the kosos on a different corner of the mizbeach. So the first one, obviously, whatever's left in that kosos is going to be shirayim. What about the other three kosos? Is what's left in those cups going to be shirayim? So we say yes, that's also going to be shiare adam. Shiare adam meaning that it's going to be poured in the yesod mizbeach rather than being poured out in the ama in the disposal system that they had running through the azara. So kitchilas and legabe all those halachos, these three azos dam have the same din as the first azos dam. Now legabe four halachos, they have the same din as the shiare adam. Misa number one in terms of misa, that they can be brought la'achar misa, like we said before, that the first matnas dam cannot be brought la'achar misa, because the bailim can't get a kapara la'achar misa. But since he gets kapara with the first matnas dam already, if he then dies after the first matnas dam, the other three matnas dam can be done la'achar misa, just like shirayim can be done la'achar misa. So that's the halacha we said already before, right at the beginning. That was Rabbi Yochanan's halacha. And number two, lo sharia, that it's not going to be matir the basar when you do these rikos adam, and the reason for that is very simple. Basar is already mutter with the first rikos adam, so the next three aren't needed to be matir the basar. You've already been matir the basar, but in that way they're like shirayim velo mefagla, and they also will not create pigle, meaning if a person has a machshava of chutzel zmano during these three matnas dam, it's not going to make the carbon pigle. A machshava of chutzel zmano during the first matnas dam, though, will make the carbon pigle. V'lo ayla legavai. And number four, that it's lo ayla legavai, which Rashi explains, they don't become puzzle when they have knisas pnim. Meaning, if you did matana achas b'chutz, you did one of the matnas dam on the mizbeach achitzon, and then you brought the rest of the blood into the heichal, it does not become pasul as a chatos shenichnas dam lefnim, which normally would be pasul. Since you did one of the matnas dam, so the rest of the blood, which is earmarked for the other three matnas dam, will not become pasul when you bring it into the heichal. So in that way, it's kisofan. It's like the shiare adam. In those four ways, it's like the shiare adam. So now the Gemara is going to focus on one of these halachos. We just said 12 different halachos. We're going to focus on one of them. Amar Rav Papa mina aminala. So Rav Papa says, where do I get this idea? Where do I get this idea of the kibbutz? This halacha that I said that it requires kibbutz, that these extra three matnas dam, the dam from these extra three matnas dam, requires kibbutz begadim if it splatters on the big day kuna. It's not because you have a mishnah. Nitas minat tzavar al beged ain't otam kibbutz. If the blood goes straight from the neck of the animal and splatters onto the beged, then it does not require kibbutz. Minat keren, right? Because the Gemara is going to say that we darshin, or the Gemara did say. We'll say rather that we darshin asher yazeh b'ro'i lahaza'a, that it has to be something that's ro'i lahaza'a as opposed to something that comes straight from the neck of the animal, never had kabbalah b'kli. So it's not roi lazo, it's never roi to be used for zrika. So if it comes straight from the neck of the animal and goes onto the big dekuna, it does not require kibbutz. Mina keren u'mina yesod ein otan kibbutz. Also, if it comes from, and this is a key line, if it comes from, the blood splatters from the keren or from the yesod of the mizbeach, it does not require does not require kibbutz. Meaning, if you threw the dam on the kerenim, placed the dam on the kerenim mizbeach, on the four corners of the mizbeach, and then it splattered onto the clothing of the kohen, or you're pouring out the shirayim into the yisodah mizbeach, and somehow some of that splatters onto the begadim of the kohen, that dam does not require kibbutz, because this is, the Gemara is going to say, Widashan asher yazeh, the only dam that requires kibbutz is dam that you're going to sprinkle. This is kvar huza. This has already been sprinkled, and therefore it does not require kibbutz. So says the Gemara, but let's make a diuk now. Right? It says that in the Mishnah, that if it comes from the keren or from the yisodah, it does not require kibbutz. That implies if it hasn't yet been on the keren, but it's earmarked for the keren of the mizbeach, that dam would require kibbutz. Hamina ro'i lekeren, ta'un kibbutz. Blood that you plan on putting on the keren of the mizbeach will require kibbutz. What's the blood you plan on putting on the keren of the mizbeach? So the blood of these extra three matnos dam, of these last three matnos dam, is certainly blood that's earmarked for the keren of the mizbeach. So that blood will require kibbutz. Rav Papa says, that's where I got my din. That's how I know that these three matnos dam are kitchilason. They're like the first matnos dam in that they require kibbutz, because the Mishnah says that min hakeren doesn't require kibbutz, and you could be medayik from there, but that which is ro'i lekeren does require kibbutz. Frak the Gemara, that sounds like a nice diuk, but if you're going to follow that diuk through, then you're going to come out with a halacha that's incorrect, because u'temeich, the Mishnah didn't only say min hakeren does not require kibbutz, it also said min hayesod does not require kibbutz. So just like you made a diuk that min hakeren doesn't require kibbutz, but that which is ra'ui for the keren does require kibbutz, well then you should make the same diuk that min hayesod does not require kibbutz, but that which is ra'ui liyesod should require kibbutz. You know what the other term for ra'ui liyesod is? Shirayim, the shiyarei adam. And no one holds the shiyarei adam, we think at this point, no one holds the shiyarei adam are going to require kibbutz. So he says, "L'taymech mina yisod einu ta'un kibbutz." So you want to make the same diuk? Hamina ra'ui li yisod ta'un kibbutz? That which is ra'ui for the yisod requires kibbutz. You got it. If you're going to make one diuk, you got to make the other one. Now the Gemara in one amud from now, Ravina is going to say, "No, you don't have to make just because you make one diuk doesn't mean you have to make the other one. It could mean that mina keren does not require kibbutz, and we're supposed to be medayik, but ra'ui li keren does require kibbutz." But mina yisod, when we say mina yisod doesn't require kibbutz, it means even that which is royally yisod does not require kibbutz. That the two diyukim are not necessarily related to each other. But the Gemara is not going to introduce that possibility for another amud. Until that point, we're going to assume if you make one diyuk, you need to make both diyukim. That just like mina keren, from the royally keren does require kibbutz, that which is royally yisod should require kibbutz. If you're going to make that diuk, that which is royally yisod should require kibbutz. And the problem is that we know that's not true, because asher yazik siv. Pasuk says, you know what requires kibbutz? That which you will sprinkle. Prat lezeh shekfar huzeh, as opposed to this, which has already been sprinkled. Meaning the blood of the shirayim, the blood that's royally yisod, means blood that you already did all the four matnas dam. You already did all the sprinkling on the mizbeach. So it's kvar huzeh. That we know does not require kibbutz. So says the Gemara, now how to read the next basically Amud of Gemara, is a major machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. So Rashi understands that we're still not done with our question, and that we're still pushing the question further, and we're going to say, and lest you tell me that no, even from the Ro'i Liso does require kibbutz, even the Shiari Adam does require kibbutz, and we're assuming like the Shita of Rabbi Nechemiah, I'll prove to you that that can't be the case either. That's what we're about to introduce, that maybe you can make this double diuk. You can make the diuk that which is Ro'i Liso also requires kibbutz. It's against the drasha asher yazeh prat l'kvar huza. So no, but Rabbi Nechemiah maybe holds that it does require kibbutz. So we're going to show that that's not true. Hamani Rabbi Nechemiah. So you want to tell me it's Rabbi Nechemiah? Ditnan Rabbi Nechemiah Omer, because Rabbi Nechemiah holds that the shiari adam are taken much more seriously than anybody else holds they are. Rabbi Nechemiah says shiari adam shekriven b'chutz chayiv. If you're makriv shiari adam outside of the Beis Hamikdash, even the you're going to be chayiv, right? So Rabbi Nechemiah, just like he holds that shiari adam that you're makriv b'chutz, you're going to be chayiv. So maybe he'll hold that the same is going to be true about kibbutz, that shiari adam is going to require kibbutz. Emet sham le Rabbi Nechemiah lin halah mididavi avar mabdarim lin kibbutz mishamatay. But wait a second, does Rabbi Nechemiah really hold that about kibbutz? We only know that Rabbi Nechemiah holds this about halah, about bringing it being makrivit b'chutz. That's where we say that Rabbi Nechemiah considers the shiari adam like real dam. But how do we know he considers it like real dam legabe kibus? So says Gemara, no, he really does consider it like real dam, and I'll show you. Vatanya, we have a brisa that says damim atu'unin yisod, the shvicha shirayim, the blood that you need to pour into the yisod of the mizbeach, tu'unin kibus, requires kibus. And we also mention, by the way, if you have a machsheva's psul while you're dealing with this blood that needs to be put into the yisod, that machsheva is going to pasul the karban. So we're going to deal with that later, but because that's against everybody. No one held that. That having machsheva's psul at the time that you're pouring the shiyare adam into the yisod of the mizbeach after everything's already over, that's going to pasul. So we're going to deal with how that could possibly be the case. And if you bring from this dam outside, you're going to be chayiv. Now, who's the one that said, that was clearly Rabbi Nechemya was the only one that said Malamein b'chutz chayiv. And you see, he also says tu'unin kibus, that it requires kibus. So maybe you see that Rabbi Nechemya holds that it's taka true, just like the blood that's ra'oi lekeren, the blood of the other three matanos that are ra'oi lekeren require kibus. So too, the blood that's ra'oi liyasod, the shiare adam, is going to require kibus. Now, as far as the blood that gets poured into the Amma, the waterway that goes through the Azara to dispose of the pasul blood, to dispose of the bad stuff that we can't pour into the Yisod, right? That's the blood that became pasul. Ain't tun kibus. That blood doesn't require kibus. Ve'ein machshava melesben. And that, when you're pouring the blood into the Amma, into the disposal system, then a machshava of a psul is not going to pasul the karban. Ve'amelben b'chutz pater. And if you bring that blood outside, you're going to be pater. That's not real blood. But the blood of the shirayim, it sounds like this price is telling us, is considered real dam for all the halachos. Both for the halachos that malamein b'chutz chayiv, for the halacha that a machshava is going to pasul, and most importantly for us, that it's tu'un kibus. So man shamadei damar malamein b'chutz chayiv, who's the only tana that we know of that holds that the shiari adam, if you're malit b'chutz, that you're going to be chayiv for shiari adam? There's only one guy we know that says that. Rabbi Nechemya, that's Rabbi Nechemya. V'kamar to'un kibus, and he still, and that same brisa says that blood requires kibus. So what do you see? That Rabbi Nechemya holds that the shiari adam, the blood that's supposed to go into the yisod, does need kibus. So again, just to keep track of what we're doing over here, Rav Papa had said, how do I know that the blood of the other three matanos require kibus? Because there's a Mishnah that says that the blood of the keren does not require kibus, which implies that the blood that's ra'oi for the keren does require kibus, and that's the other three. The Gemara asks, no, but if you're going to make that diuk, then you should make the same diuk in the other line of the Mishnah, that same Mishnah where it said the blood of the shirayim does not require kibus, which the blood of the yisod does not require kibus, which implies the blood that's ra'oi liyisod, meaning the shirayim, does require kibus, but nobody holds that. Then the Gemara said, what do you mean nobody holds that? Rabbi Nechemya holds that. Rabbi Nechemya holds that even the shiare adam does in fact require kibus. So maybe that Mishnah is going, maybe that diuk is a valid diuk, and the Mishnah is going like the shita of Rabbi Nechemya. So says the Gemara, but wait a second. And how do we know Rabbi Nechemya holds that it does require kibus? Because we have this brisa, with this brisa on top, which talks about the damim hatu'unin yesod, which we are assuming means the shiare adam. And it says beferish that if you're malamein b'chutz yuchayiv, it requires kibus and machshava moelis ben. So you see beferish that Rabbi Nechemya holds that this shiare adam does require kibus. So frek the Gemara, but wait a second. Are the other halachos this brisa taught us about shiare adam true? Umachshava moelis ben. Does a machshava's psul matter on the shiare adam? Vatani, we have a brisa. Yatsu shirayim vaktar seimurin. She'in ma'ak v'nasa kapara. She'in machshava moelis ben. We have a brisa that says beferish machshava does not work for shirayim. So how can you tell me that machshava does pasul shirayim? And so Gemara kitanya hi b'sholosh matana shabachatas. Unbelievable. Says Gemara, no, the brisa is not talking about the shiari adam. It's talking about the shalosh matanos shebechatos. It's talking about the three matanos that we were speaking about before, and that's what we're saying is going that machshava is going to be moel for. Meaning the brisa we quoted on the very top of the Amud that we thought, oh, that's got to be Rabbi Nechemya because it's talking about the shiari adam and it says that if you're malo b'chutz you're chayiv and requires kibbles. No, we just proved that brisa can't be talking about the shiari adam. That brisa, even though it uses the words damim atunim yisod, is really talking about the blood of the other three sprinklings on the other three karnos hamizbeach, and that's what we're saying requires kibbutz in line with Rav Papa, but not that is not, it's got nothing to do, that price has got nothing to do with Rabbi Nechemia. Frak the Gemara, ihachi tu unyin yesod the karenazli. How could we refer to the blood of the three other karnos hamizbeach as blood that's tu'unin yisod? Tu'unin yisod means needs to be poured into the yisod hamizbeach. But that's not true. The blood of the other three sprinklings goes onto the karnos hamizbeach. So how could you say that that's called tu'unin yisod? Se'ema nit'anin yisod. No, what it means to say is that it requires whatever is not used for it to be put into the yisod. Meaning, what do you pour into the yisod? Whatever you don't use on the four karnos hamizbeach. So the blood of the last three karnos is nit'an yisod, in the sense that it's going to make whatever you're not using for it have to be put in the yisod. But still, that price has got to be talking about those three matnos dam. Frak the Gemara still, umachshava mo'elis ben? Does machshavas psul ruin those three, ruin the karban during those three matnos dam? Hamre lo sharia v'lo mefagla v'lo aila l'gavai kisofan. But didn't we just say before that the four similarities that those three matnos dam have, Rav Papa said before, of the four similarities that those three matnos dam have with the shiari adam, one of them is that the machshava doesn't do anything, that having a machshavas psul is not going to ruin it during those three matnos dam. So how can you say that this brisa is talking about those three matnos dam and then a machshava is going to pasul? Ellis says Gemara, a third possibility, what this price is talking about. It's not talking about the shirayim of the regular carbon chatas that's brought on the mizbeach achitzon, nor is it talking about the three matnos dam. Ela kitanya hi bedam mapnimim. It's talking about the shirayim of the chatas hapnimi. And everyone, not everyone, but there is a shita that holds that the shirayim of the chatas hapnimi is ma'akev. It's only the shirayim of the chatas hachitzon, which we've been talking about the whole time, that's not ma'akev. Avol b'dam hachitzon ma'ay, what would be the din by the shirayim of the outside chatas? Potter, then you're for sure going to be potter. Well, then, when the Brisa wanted to draw a distinction, what did the Brisa say? It said, the dam matunim yisod, which we're now translating to mean the shirayim of the chatas apnimi, that requires kibbutz, that's where machshava is going to be mo'el, that's where if you're ma'al b'chutz you're chayiv, as opposed to, so what do we compare it to? Dam manishpach liyama, the absolutely possible blood that you're just spilling into the yama. Well, couldn't we have compared it to something that's even stronger? Why don't we distinguish within Shiari Adam itself and say, wouldn't it have been better to say, now you know where the Shiari Adam is going to be so important that even Machshav is going to work for it in Malben, Chutz Chayiv, and Tunu Kibos? That's only on the Chatas Hapnimi. But in the Chatas Achitzon, that's what we should have compared it to. The Chatas Achitzon, none of these halachos are true. So says the Gemara, Hamani Rabbi Nechemia hi. No, in that sense, the Brisa is going like Rabbi Nechemia. Da Amar Shiari Adam Shekriven Bechutz Chayiv, because Rabbi Nechemia holds that the Shiari Adam, even of the Chatas Achitzon, that your Makrav Bechutz, you're going to be Chayiv. Look, he doesn't hold it's going to be taught in Kibbutz, but he holds at least that it's significant enough that if you're makrevit b'chutz, you're going to be chayiv. And therefore, the Brisa would not have been able to contrast the two kinds of blood, legabe all three of those halachos, if we were contrasting the Shiari Adam of the Chatas Apnimi with the Shiari Adam of the Chatas Achitzon. It's only because we're contrasting the Shiari Adam of the Chatas Apnimi with the leftover garbage blood that's pasul, that's why we're able to contrast it on all three halachos, on the fact that a malamehen b'chutz, whether you're chayev or pater, whether machshav is ma'wil, and whether it's ton kibbutz. But since we're assuming, like Rabbi Nechemia, had it been contrasted with the Shiari Adam of the Chatas Hachitzon, well then it wouldn't have been a good contrast legabe the halacha of whether Malamehen Bechutz is Chayiv. Because even the Shiari Adam of the Chatas Hachitzon, if one is Malamehen Bechutz, they're going to be Chayiv. So, period. That is all within the understanding that if you have to make one diuk in the Mishnah, that when our Mishnah that we quoted over here says that the blood from the Keren does not require kibbutz, and the blood from the Yisod does not require kibbutz, that if you're going to be medayik, but the blood ra'ui for the Keren does require kibbutz, you also need to be medayik that the blood ra'ui for the Yisod does require kibbutz. So that entire discussion was an extension of that assumption. And what we did was, we said, Ah, so is there anyone that holds that the blood roi for the yisod, i.e., the shiyari adam of the chatzas al chitzon, does require kibbutz? We wanted to suggest maybe Rabbi Nechemya holds that way, and now we've proven that Rabbi Nechemya does not hold that way, because this brisa on the top, which would have been our only source to show that Rabbi Nechemya holds the shiyari adam of the chatas hachitzon requires kibbutz, is in fact not talking about the shiyari adam of the chatas hachitzon. It's only talking about the shiyari adam of the chatas hapnimi in the end of the day. So therefore, we're still stuck. Rav Papa wanted to make a deal. He wanted to say, you know how I know that the blood of the three extra matnos dam require kibbutz? I know it from a deal that it says that min hakeren doesn't require kibbutz, but min haroil keren does require kibbutz. That's what he wanted a taina. But we had a taina back to him. Then you should also say the shiyare adam should require kibbutz, because it also says in that mishnah, min hayesod does not require kibbutz. Min haroil yesod, you should make a deal, does require kibbutz, meaning the shirayim should require kibbutz, and nobody holds that way. So Ravina says, this is what I told you before, Ravina says, no, the two diyukim do not have to be made. You don't have to make two diyukim. Ravina amar min hakeren mamish. When it says the blood from the keren does not require kibbutz, and therefore leaving you open for a diyuk, but if it's royal keren, it does require kibbutz, so that diyuk is meant to be made. That when it says min hakeren, it does not require kibbutz, it means only the blood that's actually from the keren, that's been on the keren, does not require kibbutz, but the blood that has not yet been on the keren, but is earmarked for it, will require kibbutz. Min hayesod, but when it says the blood from the yesod does not require kibbutz, it means min haroil yesod. Even the blood that's only roil yesod does not require kibbutz. Not just the blood that's actually from the yesod, even the blood that's just roil yesod does not require kibbutz. Amalei Rav Tachlifa bar Gaza Ravina, so Rav Tachlifa bar Gaza says Ravina, Eima idi vi idi ra'uihu. Shouldn't we say that both are considered to be ra'oi? Meaning, why would you say that one of the lines in the Mishnah, when it says min hakeren, it means from the keren mamish, and min hayesod means min haroil yesod? Why don't you say that both of them mean that even that which is only ra'oi for the keren, even that which is only ra'oi for the yesod, does not require kibbutz, and therefore would be against Rav Papa? So he said, no, hi, mai. Because if we were saying even the blood that's royal karen does not require kibbutz, meaning even the blood of those three last matnos dam does not require kibbutz, royally yisod mi bai, do you then need to tell me that the blood that's royal for the yisod does not require kibbutz? Of course it does not require kibbutz. Even the blood that was royal for the karen did not require kibbutz. Ella, so that's why Ravina says it has to be mina keren mamish, mina yisod, mina royal yisod. When that Mishnah told me mina keren does not require kibbutz, it means, but had it only been royal keren, it would have required kibbutz. But when it tells me mina yisod does not require kibbutz, it means even that which it would have been only royal yisod also does not require kibbutz. That's the way to understand that Mishnah, and therefore the Mishnah is a fine proof for Rav Papa. Rav Papa works out great. Rav Papa, who said the din that the blood of the three extra matnos dam does require kibbutz, that is derived from that Mishnah, because the Mishnah says Mina Karen does not require kibbutz, but that which is royal Karen does require kibbutz. Now the Gemara along the way had assumed that Shvicha Shirayim in Aktaras Emurin is not going to be subject to Machsheves Pigel, because they're not Ma'akev the Kapara, that the pouring the Shiyari Adam or burning the Emurin is not going to be subject to Machsheves Pigel, because it's not Ma'akev. Anything that's not Ma'akev is not going to be Shaykh Tzmach Sheves Pigel. And Biuri Adaf Uviri points out that it's a little bit strange, because there are examples that we find of things that are not Ma'akev Kapara and yet are subject to Machsheves Pigel. For instance, we said it's the when you shech the karban, you have to be mekabel kol domo shel par. You have to be mekabel all the blood of the par. The Rishonim write that that's only the mitzvah. But b'dievet, if you're only mekabel, if you're not mekabel all the dam, the zevach is still kashus. What do you see? Being mekabel all of the dam is not ma'akev. And yet, many of the Gedolei Achronim write that even after you are mekabel a bare minimum that you need for azah, If you have a machsheves pigel during the kabbalah of the rest of the dam, after the dam that's unnecessary really to be mekabel, it's not ma'akev, it's still going to make the carbon pigel. So don't you see that even something that's not ma'akev has the ability to affect pigel? Another example, the Achiezer writes in a tshuva, maybe it's possible that a machsheves pigel is even going to ruin the carbon in the shchitas miut basra, the halacha is in order for the shchita to be kosher, you need to cut rove of the simanim in the animal's neck. What if you cut more than rove? You cut more than 51%, and you only started to have machsheves pigul between 51% of the cutting and 78% of the cutting, lamashal. That's where your machsheves pigul came in. Now, you didn't need to do that part of the cutting, but you did. So, and you had a machsheves pigul. Will that make it pigul? Achiel says, I'm not sure. We have to be done on that. But wait a second. It's not ma'akev. How could it possibly have a machsheves pigul? If the rule is anything that's not ma'akev is not going to have a machsheves pigul, why would that possibly have a machsheves pigul? A third example he quotes, Shitas HaRambam, that if you're molech the dam, shalol letzadam mizbeach, and you have a machsheves pigul while you're doing that halacha, that also is going to be mefagel the karban. L'chora, that halacha is totally not ma'akev the kapara, because you don't even need to do that halacha. The halacha, not letzad ha-mizbeach, where you're not actually headed in a beeline straight to the mizbeach. Well, that's very strange. Why would such a halacha, a machsheves pigul during such a halacha, be mefagel the karban? It's not ma'akev. So he suggests, in the name of the Midas HaKodesh, Madura Shniya, I don't know who that is, that l'chora you can be done. What is this idea that machsheves pigul only does not matter by something that's not ma'akev? There are two ways to look at it. Number one, you could say that any maisa that's not ma'akev is not going to be subject to machsheves pigul. Another way to look at it is not that any maisa that's not ma'akev, any avoda that's not ma'akev is not going to be considered an avoda that creates pigul. What's the difference between saying any maisa or any avoda? All three of these examples are examples of an extension of an avoda that will be mefagel. Shchita, and the first half for sure is going to be mefagel, the first half of the simanim. You happen to have the machsheves pigul on the second half of the simanim. But that avoda of shchita is certainly mefagel. Halacha, when you're doing a necessary halacha, certainly mefagel. You happen to have the machsheves pigul when you're doing an unnecessary part of the halacha. Or the first example that we gave, the Kabbalah Saddam, machsheves pigul during the Kabbalah of the first bit of blood is certainly mefagel. We just happen to give an example where you have the machsheves pigul by the rest of the dam that you're being mekabel. So if you assume that any avoda that's not ma'akev can't be mefagel, well then none of these are kashas. Because all of these are cases of an action that's not ma'akev, but they're part of an avoda that is ma'akev. So since they're an extension of an avoda that is ma'akev, therefore they can create pigul. Very beautiful idea. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, Kol Yintar Lo Mizbeach HaPanimi. So then the Mishnah went on to say, and the first Mishnah in the Perek, that anything, so much for me leaving early to make it on time. But anyway, so Kol Yintar Lo Mizbeach HaPanimi, we said anything that's placed on the Mizbeach HaPanimi, where you miss any one of the matanos, it's not mechaper at all. Meaning all of the four matanos dam and the Mizbeach HaPanimi are absolutely necessary. So says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, we have a Braisa. Now, today we're just going to read the Braisa. Tomorrow, the Gemara explains the Braisa. So let's just read through it quickly. Va'asa ka'asher asa. The Pasuk says, Va'asa lepar ka'asher asa lepar chatas. That the Pasuk says, you should do to the par like you do to the par chatas. Va'asa ka'asher asa. It's talking about the par helm davar shel tzibur. That after it explains the matnos dam, it says, Va'asa, you should do to this par helm davar shel tzibur like you did to the par chatas. Now, ostensibly, it's Rashi points out, it's a Mikra Shei Mitzaruch, because we already explained all of the avodas that you do with it. So what's it coming to tell me? Ma bo lilmod, what's this teaching me? Lichbol ba'aza aso, v'lamad shim chisrachos mikol amantanos lo aso v'lo klum. It's coming to tell me a second time about how critical the sprinkling of this dam is, because if you miss any single one of them, lo aso v'lo klum, then it's totally invalid. But maybe I only know that about the seven sprinklings, Shema Akvos B'kol Makom, that are always going to be Ma'akev. What are the seven sprinklings we spoke about yesterday? The sprinklings on the Parochas that are Ma'akev. Matan Dalad Minayin, we'll see later what Ma'akvos B'kol Makom means, but Matan Dalad Minayin, how do I know that the four Matnos Dam the parallel matnos dam and the chatas hachitzon are not ma'akev. How do I know that in the chatas hapnimi they are going to be ma'akev? Tamal lomer kein ya'aseh. That's why the pasuk says kein ya'aseh. Lapar, it says lapar. What do we dash in that? Ze par yom ha-kipurim. That's to tell me about the par yom ha-kipurim. That par yom ha-kipurim is the same din as the par helam davar shel tzibur. Kasher asol lapar. What does kasher asol lapar tell me? Ze par koin mashiach. that the par koyin Mashiach has the same din as the par Yom Kippurim, which has the same din as the par Yom Dov Shel Tzibur, with that all the matnos dam are going to be ma'akev. Hachatas, what does it say? Hachatas, elu si'irei avodas chavim. Si'irei avodas chavim also have the same din, that they have the same din as the par Yom Dov, that they require hazaya on the paroches and on the inner mizbeach, and that they're burnt chutz l'shalosh machnos, they have all the same dinim as the paralim davar shel tzibur. Yachol shan nimar ba'af si'irei ergal m'si'ir rashi chadashim, if you can tell me that's true of the si'irei avodas kochavim, maybe that should all those halachos should also be true of the si'irei ergalim and the si'irei rashi chadashim, right? That that it should be brought on the inside mizbeach, meaning on the mizbeach apnimi, on the mizbeach hazav, right? And it should be burnt. So chutz mishalosh machnos. No, tamalomer lo. That's why it says lo. Well, why we have a riboy nemiyut? Why would you include the siri avodas kochavim and exclude the siri regalim siri rashi chadashim? This is this brings us back a little bit in the first couple of prakim of Masechus Shavuos, where we're heavily about this. So says Gemara now, achar shariba kasuvu miyet. So once we have a riboy and a miyut in the pasuk, marba nias elu shemerchapren al averus mitzvah yedua, umotzi ani elu shein mechapren al averus mitzvah yedua. We include those that are mechaper for a given known mitzvah, and we exclude those that are not mechaper for a given known, for the violation of a given known mitzvah. Meaning, Siri Avodas Kochavim, it's very clear what it's for. It's called Siri Avodas Kochavim. It's for the violation of Avodah Zarah. Siri Haragalim, Siri Rashi Chadashim, what exactly are those mechaper for? Now, Regalim Rashi Chadashim is when you bring it. What exactly it's mechaper for is not a given known mitzvah. Maybe mechaper mitzvah, say it's mechaper for some general category, but not for something given known mitzvah. So we're going to be marbet that which is mechaper for a known entity, and not be marbet that which is not mechaper for a known given violation of a mitzvah. V'chiper, and then we darshan vayter in the pasuk. Pasuk says v'chiper. We learn afal pi shelo samach, that you're going to get the kapara even though the zakenim don't do smicha on the par halam davar shel tzibur. V'nislach afal pi shelo nasan shirayim. It's going to give a slicha even though they don't put the blood into the yisodah mizbeach. Right? The nesinas dam into the yisodah is not going to be ma'akev. Now again, why do we decide that all four sprinklings of these inner chataos are ma'akev, and yet we decide that the shirayim, the pouring the shirayim into the yisodah mizbeach is not ma'akev, and that we decide that the smicha is not ma'akev? How do we decide which parts are ma'akev, which parts aren't? We passel with the hazaos that are always going to be ma'akev. We're machshir the smich and the shirayim that are not always going to be ma'akev. Now each of these lines of the brisa requires further analysis, and that's why tomorrow we're going to start the daf with Amar Mar. Amar Mar meaning we're going to go back to discuss exactly all the details of this brisa. Okay, let's stop here for today.